The Olympic swimming trials begin today in Omaha, Nebraska. Once again, Olympic gold medal winner Michael Phelps is expected to make a splash. The six-time Olympic gold medalist is entered in 9 trial events. This summer, he will attempt to break Mark Spitz's 1972 world record of 7 gold medals in a single Olympics. Freelance sports reporter Greg Eklund joins us to discuss the upcoming games. Hi, Greg.
Hi, Leanne. How are you?
I'm well. We all know about Michael Phelps. He's very well known, a star on the U.S. swim team. Who else should we be watching?
Well, on the men's side, there's Gary Hall Jr. He's 33 years old now, which in swimming terms is getting up toward your senior years. And he's been a gold medalist in the 53 in the last 2 Olympics, and he may face a challenge in the 50-yard freestyle. And then there are some interesting stories on the men's side where Peter Vanderkay, who's from the Detroit area, he was a gold medalist in the relays in 04, and he's going to have 3 of his brothers joining him at the Olympic trials. So you have, both on the men's and women's side, many human interest stories.
Tell us about some of the women.
On the women, the one that stands out is Dana Torres, who is 41 years old now. She's a mother. She lives in Florida. She already made history when she became the first American to swim in 4 different Olympics. This year, she's going to try to make it 5.
This is an event where, you know, I'm afraid some reporters might be asking, what are you wearing? What's all this talk about swimsuit wars?
Well, this is all about the swimsuit called the LZR Racer. And really, the complexion of swimming changed in 2000 when Ian Thorpe from Australia wore a full bodysuit and on his way to winning 3 golds and 2 silvers. So Speedo has come out with this LZR Racer suit that made his debut in competition last February. There have been 38 world records that have fallen this year in that suit alone. And some of the competition is a little bit upset because, frankly, they're not able to keep up with the technology. And you're probably going to see a lot of swimmers, to the dismay of the competition, wearing the LZR suit.
Is this about sponsorship or about athletics?
Well, it does come down to performance. I mean, it's in black and white. The world records are there. There was an antitrust suit filed in the month of May by one of the competitors. But unlike your basketball shoe war, there is something that is attributed to these suits, and that's world records.
Greg Eklund is a freelance sports reporter, and he joined us from the studios of KCUR in Kansas City, Missouri. Greg, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Leanne.
This is NPR News.